Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were taught that after the rapture, those of us that hold to the doctrines of the Bible will be part of them that condemn the local church that God will condemn. Oh, yeah? Well, listen closely today and find out. When you see your friends turning to the contemporary world and the emerging church world and all these other kind of groups because their kids have turned that way and they didn't have any backbone to stand strong and true, just understand you're going to be part of that which condemns the local church that God will judge. So when they're turning to the world and they're laughing at your Bible, and they mock your Bible, they deride you for quoting it and living by it, as well as proclaiming it, and in speaking of your Bible in absolute terms, or when they mock your standards of holiness, purity, and sobriety. Yeah, even some of these colleges that claim to be fundamental are now teaching social drinking's all right. That is a doctrine straight out of the books of hell, my friend. But Satan loves that doctrine, and he's really been able to deceive many churches as well as Christian colleges and Christians with that filthy, rotten, low-down, spit-in-the-face-of-God doctrine of social drinking being okay. But they'll mock your standards of holiness, your purity, your sobriety. But one day, they will also see you in an exalted position, shining as the stars forever. Whereas, if they are saved, they're saved so as by fire. And if they're not saved, when they're in the lake of fire, they'll be reminded of the testimony and chance they had. Just like the rich man in hell was told when he saw the Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, "Son, remember in your lifetime, you had it good, Lazarus did. Keep your hope, your trust on Jesus Christ." Why? Because it is a sure hope, and it is a blessed hope, my friend. Bring souls to Jesus Christ. That will be our joy and rejoicing at his appearing. Even if you're not saved, give them light. Even if they're not saved, you gave them light. It will be your joy and rejoicing at his appearing, although they didn't get saved. Daniel 12 promises that you'll shine as the stars forever. Unless you gave them a watered-down version of salvation and Christian living with loose and abandoned standards of holiness and easy believism, then surely you will then find that there is no rejoicing for that. But if you gave them the true word of God and you gave them the true gospel, calling them to repentance and faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, you gave them the light, whether they accepted it or rejected it, the Bible lets us know, you will shine as the stars forever. They that turn many to righteousness. Read it yourself in Daniel. Look at chapter 12 and verses 3 and 4. For the saved, he is our sure hope at the rapture. For the Jew and the people saved after the rapture, he is their hope. Allow your faith to grow in his word, so you'll have it as strength in the hour of the greatest trial. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Oh, how very true that is. You know, that word, I can do, has the idea of I can also be, I can endure. I can do, I can be, I can endure all things. But it's only through Christ that that can happen. Even when the world is closing in on us, having done all to stand, my friend, stand. Stand on Jesus Christ. Stand on the promises of His Word. As we sing, standing on the promises. Well, it's true. Stand on the promises of God. And as Ephesians tells us, having done all to stand, stand. If you will grow in the Lord and in the knowledge of His Word, you'll find that Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 is very true. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And it will be true, as Jesus said in John 16, verse 33. Listen to what He said there. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, this Lord can be your Lord and God. This eternal home can be your home. Now, realize these facts. One day, you will stand before God. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. So, my friend, that's going to be your only way to heaven. It's going to be your only hope. Turn to Him with your whole heart and life. In John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Acts 4:12 says, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Acts chapter 20, verse 21 says, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 17, 30 and 31 calls repentance. God commands all men everywhere to repent because He's appointed a day in which He'll judge the world. Take God at His word. Understand, He is coming again. Are you ready for the coming of Jesus Christ? Because He is coming again. And think of what He did for you. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Oh, my friend, turn to Jesus Christ. Luke 4:19. Jesus preached the acceptable year of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4 says, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with him. But you see what he's saying there. You're going to try another salvation. You're going to try some other way. You're going to try to make it on your own. Then, yeah, go with that other. But that's another Jesus. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. 1 Timothy 1:15 said it was worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ come to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Wow, that's hard. It's true, but it is hard. My friend, Jesus is coming again. He wants to save you. As we read in Ezra chapter 8, verse 22, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek Him. But His power and His wrath is against them that forsake him. Now, as a Christian, I think of Jeremiah 48:10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Yes. Our sword is the word of God. When men and women, our friends that once went to church with us, begin to abandon our standards and our word and the things that we got from the Lord, and they go to a contemporary or to a emerging church, a Bible and beer church, or whatever else is that grows more worldly and more ecumenical and more entertainment, Hollywood and whatever else, Las Vegas style church. Just understand. Please understand that we stick with the Word of God. And if you won't use the Word of God to stand, instead you join forces with them and you try to do the work of the Lord by being like them, the Bible says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. You've kept your sword back from blood. You see, we're to attack the gates of hell, Jesus said. We use the Word of God. And if brethren have departed from us and they stand in front of the gates, it's not that we're attacking them, we're attacking the gates. But if they're in the way of the Word of God, yes, it draws them into it as well. I'm not talking about a physical sword. I'm not talking about spiritually killing somebody. I'm talking about they're physically killing somebody. I'm talking about in the spiritual realm, standing for what is right, loving their souls, but realizing Jesus is coming again, and there's a need to stand strong and true to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me continue on here and say this. We've told you here from Joel chapter 3 and verse 16. Let me read that for you one more time. The Lord shall roar out of Zion. That looks at Jesus at the end of the tribulation coming back. And he'll utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heaven and the earth shall shake. And that's all true, my friend. People call for the rocks and the mountains to fall on to hide them from this judgment. Blood flowing to the horses. Look, all of that's true. It's all true. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. His people are those that are saved. Israel, those who receive Christ in Israel. But my friend, that's in the tribulation.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.